I think those that can will set up their bank accounts in the Middle East. They will have four or five different bases, and I'm talking safe houses. I don't think people will have the big family home anymore. I think they're going to prioritize quality of life and their ability to have freedom and travel to different locations. So I think in this modern world now, that there is no one fits all place. I don't think there is a single country or a single place that you can live that gives you everything that you've ever wanted. I really don't think it exists anymore. There was a time where you could find that in maybe a New York, in a London, but I think as the world changes, as the world evolves, as certain things change as we go on, I don't think there is, like I said, a one-fits-all location anymore. And I don't think you guys should strive for that. I think the world has changed drastically in the last 5 years. I think the rise of being able to make money online, work from home, I think COVID accelerated everything 10x. I think it was going that way anyway, but COVID accelerated everything 5 to 10x. And I think there's so many ways now to be able to sit at home and make money or work from a remote location or a cafe that you guys no longer need to just pick one set location. I think there will be a future where people ask, where do you live? And people will say, everywhere. I did it the other day. Somebody said to me, where are you moving to? And I said, everywhere. I'm not going to live in one place. I'm going to live all around the world. I'm going to live in wherever I see fit at that given time. And I think there's certain benefits now to the world that didn't used to exist. 90% of the world used to be unsafe. There were only around about five or six places that you'd want to live. Whereas now, if somebody said, go and live in Albania or Poland, you'd happily go. Whereas back in the day, that was a very scary prospect. You didn't want to go, especially if you weren't white. That was a very disastrous plan. Whereas now things have changed. And it's given people more options. It's given people more weather conditions to choose from at different times of the year, which is massively beneficial. Different groups of people. We didn't have the Middle East to help with tax benefits. That's a major one that's popped up. There's certain places in Eastern Europe that have major tax benefits. There's major cities now that have got very good infrastructure. A place like Budapest that maybe 20 years ago you just could not have lived in, or at least you would have struggled to live in. They have modern systems. It's made the world a very accessible place. I mean, going down to Bali recently, well, probably 7 months ago now, 6 months ago now. I think it was six actually, which is crazy to think. And seeing that the house that we stayed in was $4 million and it was actually better than my house back here. And when you see that, you realize, okay, the world's changing and it's changing very quickly. There's a leapfrog effect that nobody really considered. London is built on the old London, as I said in my previous video. You can look through gaps and see the old London. Whereas these countries that are coming up, they're just doing a leapfrog effect where instead of going with the worst piece of technology and going stepping stones, I want a 3 grand car, 5 grand car, 10 grand car, 15 grand car. That was the example I used to use where it wasted you more money than just going from nothing to everything and making the total leap. People are doing it now, or countries are doing it now with technology. Instead of, for example, they go from a dirt track to a 6-lane road. Instead of going for what we have in the UK, which is a 2-lane road and tiny little paths that you can only fit one person on at a time, they're going for 6-lane roads and paths that are wider than our actual roads. And you can get 20 or 30 people on them, and they're flat and they're wheelchair accessible. Whereas, like, it's very hard to rip up what's been built for the last 100, 200 years and then try and build on there. So the world has become very accessible now. It's very livable and it allows you to move to different places. And that would be my advice to you guys. My advice would be, don't have an allegiance. I don't think anybody really cares anymore. I don't think you go to a certain country and everyone looks a certain way. I think there's different people everywhere you go now. Wherever you go, you will see people of different ethnicities, different religions within reason. You will see people of all different types. And I don't think there's an allegiance like there used to be. I don't think you quite go to England anymore and you see all English people. I know you don't go to France anymore and see all French people. I know you wouldn't go to Indonesia and see all Indonesian people. A lot of it's Australian, New Zealand people, British people. It's very different. I think very slowly the world is going to become kind of multi-border, where you can just go in between different places. And the reason that will happen is because I don't think anybody's actually going to live in one set place. I think those that can will set up their bank accounts in the Middle East. They will have four or five different bases, and I'm talking safe houses. I don't think people will have the big family home anymore. I think they're going to prioritize quality of life and their ability to have freedom and travel to different locations at the drop of a hat. I think their wife or girlfriend is going to emulate that same mindset and decision-making process. I don't think there's many women today that if you said to them, would you like to retire and travel the world, who would say no. I think if you said to a woman 30 years ago, let's go and live in Bali in the jungle and live off the land, she would kill you. Whereas today, I think a lot more women are open-minded to that idea. In fact, I think they actually prefer it. I think feminism has squeezed the lemon so dry that a lot of women are trying to restore an extreme version of what used to exist, and they're trying to go back to their roots but under different conditions. So I don't think you'll have a problem with that. I think there's international schools, online schooling that will be a thing, and I just don't think you'll need a set location. I think people will live everywhere, and it doesn't mean you have to travel 19 miles to get to your second home. You could have five houses in five countries that border one another, but you just have the ability to hop around, and maybe they all have different benefits. So for example, England is my home. It's where I'm from. It's where I would get a lot of major benefits, and I would have, you know, my people, so to speak. My football team is here. There's certain things, a certain culture and ways of life that I would really resonate with. But then Spain has great weather. And then let's say if you were a guy who was single and you wanted beautiful women, maybe you had a house in Brazil or Colombia. And then let's say you're a guy who had his online business and you had your account set up in the Middle East. And then let's say you wanted a backup city just in case, and you just had a tiny studio apartment in Lisbon. I think that's how people are going to live. And then you have a roll the dice home, something that you buy for cheap that you think is going to be worth a lot. Somewhere like the coast of Albania, where you just believe it's going to be the next Mykonos or something like that. You know, because I do. I actually think it's going to be a great place. I think it's called Kasami. I think that's going to pop off. I think you guys should take a look. People are saying Paros in Greece, but I actually think Kasami because it's next to Corfu Airport. So I actually think that's going to make it effortless for a lot of people. It's right next to Greece. It's a beautiful place. I think you have your one roller dice kind of connection. I think Marrakesh is going to be one of those too, where you just kind of buy your plots of land, build a little house on it, just wait your turn and just hope that something happens. Because instead of, and this really connects to Born on a Budget, and I'm loving where this is going, where this channel's going, to be honest. But with Born on a Budget, I used to say to you guys, why put £1 million into one mortgage, live in one location, and have one school that you go to with your kids every single day, same commute, same office, and have a boring life that doesn't really bridge out? And we are getting a ton of leads again, guys. It's crazy. It's nonstop every day. I think now it's going to be a situation where, you know, you have the ability to flick around and go to different places. I think it's so stupid to have £1 million put into one mortgage, one house, one location, when you could split that up into maybe £250,000 chunks or £200,000 chunks, and you could go and buy five studio apartments all around the world and have the time of your life. They're almost safe houses. And then people say, but what if I meet a woman? She's not going to worry about sleeping in the same bed and traveling to five different locations. Okay, what if we have kids? Kids aren't going to care about having their own bedroom until they're 5, 6 years old. They're going to be happy to be in a cot until they're like 2, and then 3, 4 years old, they want a little single bed in mum and dad's room. They're not going to worry. So like, as long as it's one bed apartment, you'll probably be fine. Like, that's going to allow you, like, if you had 2 kids, they're probably not going to worry about wanting to sleep in the same room together until they're like 12 years old, and then it'll start to get a little bit weird. Unless they're brothers, then they're not going to worry until they're 18, or sisters, they're not going to worry at all. So at the end of the day, guys, you don't have to, I think people will prioritize having less in terms of materialistic physical assets, but I think people will have a better quality of life, improved transport links, more freedom, and the ability to live in multiple locations at the drop of a hat whenever they want to. And I think it should be encouraged. I think that's how more people should live. I think the fact that for a long time now, we have just lived in one location. It's quite funny, actually, because humans used to be nomadic, and then we started agriculture and farming, and we started building towns and cities and basing ourselves in one place. And now we're doing the opposite. Now we're going from place to place. We're almost having, because transport's got so good and it's so efficient and quick, you can almost set up five or six of those in multiple different places. Because, like I said, no city, no town, no area is perfect. I grew up in the countryside of England. It is some of the most beautiful land you will ever see in your life. But when it's cold in winter and it's raining and there's nothing to do, you are in desolate lands. So then you go, okay, I'll move to London. London's great, but it gets very busy. You have to queue for everything. The traffic is insane. The crime is higher. It's a lot more dangerous. It's a lot more expensive. Okay, so I'll move back to the countryside. Oh no, well, I've got that problem again. See what I mean? Like, no, nowhere is perfect. And I think that the only way that we're gonna have a successful life now as humans, because the Pandora's box is opened and the secrets are out. Like, we know what's out there in the world. We know we can go over to Sri Lanka tomorrow, buy a plot of land, build a massive villa, and it'll be fine. It'll be completely fine. You know you can go and set up your life in Bali and be fine. You know you can build a house in Marrakesh or Albania and have a lovely life. And you can live for a lot cheaper because everyone's starting to do these things. Everyone's starting to see what's actually out there and look at the kind of the growing economies of different parts of the world, and they're seeing the future of what's going to happen. And I think because those possibilities are open now, and we know, and we have things like Instagram, and we can look at social media, we can actually search on YouTube, like some guy who's actually doing that life that we want to live and seeing how he's getting on. And then he gives us the pros and cons. I think there's no mystery anymore, which is a bit sad because the adventure side is taken away from it. But it has opened the possibility to live in multiple locations. Like I said, to buy houses in multiple locations, to even rent in another one. And like I said, you only need studio apartments, you only need apartments, or you just need a way of being able to travel around the world and have a network of individuals that you can meet up with in friendship groups in different places. I think that's the future. I don't think people are going to have one set location anymore, and I don't think people's wives and kids are going to mind. I think with international schools and online schooling, it's completely possible. I think most businesses want people to be remote now because it's cheaper to run the business. Everything can be done online. Like I said, COVID 5 or 10x this kind of plan. And I think if you want the most out of life, you want the most benefits, you need to pick a place for weather, a place for calm and family orientation. You need to pick a place to have your main life where you enjoy yourself, you have your events, you need a sub city just in case, and you need somewhere to set up your bank accounts. I think that's going to be the future. I think it'll be very normal for people to have multiple homes and to travel the world at will and to kind of maybe even chase the sun season on season. I don't think that's going to be out of the norm in the next 5, 10 years. I think that's how most people are going to live. You're going to ask people, where do you come from? Where do you live? And they're going to say, the world, everywhere. I just travel around. I think that will become more of a normal response than, oh, you're old school. You stay at one house. Like, how is that? I bet you're bored out of your minds. I think that's the future. And I think you guys need to get ahead of the curve and go and find some up and coming emerging markets where you can put your money in now and wildly benefit off the back of it.